So I would say one of the biggest questions for folks locally here would be work-life balance in the summertime. For a lot of folks, that's really difficult, especially, because in the wintertime, there's not a lot of work. So people sometimes in the summer work two jobs in order to save up to make it through the winter. So in an environment like that where people are having to work on a whole lot, what advice would you give as far as maintaining some semblance of a work-life balance?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I absolutely love, and that is a very time sensitive thing where you can work with whatever type of schedule. I'm used to working with executives, for instance, that are working 14 hours a day, right? So it's like setting up a 5-minute window twice a day to have a check-in. And when I say a check-in, it's actually a meditation. It's really important to have a space of a few minutes a day even to have a meditation and to allow yourself to kind of recalibrate and tune back in. Because what happens is it actually changes the brain waves and the chemistry in the brain to allow you to focus and concentrate in a way that feels more aligned and that you actually can be more productive and get things done with a lot more ease when you have this time. So short meditation breaks, I mean, a lot of times people believe that meditation has to be really long. But I love the fact that you can do a very short meditation in 5 minutes and it can still be very powerful and effective for balancing and regrounding yourself to focus.
Okay. Do you have kind of a bullet list of tips that you would offer people in general if they're trying to be more relaxed and get rid of some of their stress?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, besides the meditation, which I feel really strongly about, it's that, pre-preparing and going through, say, if you have a very hectic schedule on Monday through Friday, taking the time on a Saturday or Sunday to kind of prepare for your week. Prep around meals, prep around different things that are happening so that your schedule flows in alignment with what it is that you're actually wanting your week to look like, even if it's crazy busy, right? So it's like getting that organization together ahead of time to have that family dinner on Wednesday that will help kind of to ground and nurture your relationship with your family or whatever to get you through the week. So preparation is huge. I'm a big fan of taking time on the weekends to get this organized. And because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, the organization is so crucial to actually how productive you are. And this ties to, if you own your own business, this ties to profit too. So if you do have your own business, your profitability of your business is really related to how organized and efficient you're running your own schedule so that you're maximizing your productivity in a way that works. There's a lot of other things like exercise, which again, this all goes back to scheduling. So I try when I'm really educating people about how to really make a massive shift in their life to make this really work for them in a different way, is that it all comes back to scheduling and priorities.└